Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed in Maseches Beitza. We are beginning the fourth perek. Our perek is going to deal with the halachos of Maisa Chol, things that appear as if you're doing weekday behavior. And the Gemara will delineate in the beginning of our perek different shinuyim that are necessary to do so as it does not appear that one is involved in Maisa Chol, in other words, commerce. Other things are a violation of the spirit of Yom Tov. Our daf is going to have one of the important rules that Klal Yisrael follows. Hanach lam Yisrael mutav shiyushogi valyu mizidin. Every once in a while, we will not publicize a prohibition if we know that it won't be listened to. Obviously, that needs a lot of clarification when that applies and when it does not. On the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph, we will get involved again with Hilchos Muktzah, and that will also be the topic of the Mishnah on Lamed Amud Beis, where the Gemara and Mishnah, according to the Gemara's explanation, one explanation of the Gemara, we will talk about removing wood from a sukkah that's fallen down. The Gemara will also discuss what if the sukkah was standing, whether removing some pieces of wood qualify as soser, as destroying the building, even if you don't destroy the entire building. The Amud will conclude with some very important makoros in regards to the halach of muktzah machmas mitzvah, an object that's designated for a mitzvah and its status vis-a-vis muktzah. So let's Bezer Hashem begin. Three lines from the bottom of Chavtesam Veis. Hamevi kadayayim mimokom mimokom. If a person brings barrels of wine from one place to the next, lo yivim besal ubekupa. He should not bring them in a basket in the normal manner that he does. Rashi explains that the way in which they were normally carried in a basket or box was that they were put three or four into a larger box, or that he would hold three or four of them in his hand. And that's a normal way. People think of the modern example of that. Not talking halacha l'maisa now. We did discuss some of these halachos and halacha from the daily daf towards the beginning of the Masechta, but think of someone schlepping four or five shopping bags of things that they bought at a supermarket. Avol mevi hu al ksefo, but he needs to do a shinui, says the Mishnah. He needs to bring it on his shoulders, olufanav. The abnormal way was to carry it on his shoulders or to carry it in front of him, in other words, in his hands, and not in the manner of carrying three or four baskets. That would be a shinui. V'chein ha-moylech es-ha-tevin, so too someone who is bringing grain, lo yivshel es-ha-kupa la-achorav, he should not have the grain carried on his back. Rashi explains two lines on the bottom of the Yomud that it appears as if he is doing a intensive melacha, which is not in the spirit of Yom Tov, even though he's not, but that manner of carrying it, slinging it on his shoulder, connotates that. Avol miviyuhu biyado, but he should bring it with his hand. Umaschilin ba'aromas hateven, and you're allowed to pile up, or more precisely, remove from the pile of wood, to remove to take for firewood. And here Rashi adds that it seems we're not concerned about the fact that the wood was not designated before Yom Tov. Avol lo be'etzem sheba muktzah. However, the area called the muktzah, this is an important expression. Of course, we have the halachic expression of muktzah, which means something that has been pushed away and not designated for particular use on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It is borrowed from the noun, which essentially is a shed. It's an area that people don't go inside, and those pieces of wood you cannot remove because they are muktzah. Of course, Rashi is begging the question that, what do you mean? You just said you're not concerned about removing from the Aremas HaTeven. So why are you concerned about the Eitzim Shebe Muktzah? That the Gemara will ask on the bottom of the Yom. So let's please Hashem pick up on the second line from the top on Lamed Amud Aleph. Tana im yefshe l'shanos muter. If the only way to bring for your guests food on Yom Tov is to take it, in this case of the Reisha of our Mishnah, the wine, in a basket, even though it has a problem of looking kederech hachol, the nearer kamei sechol, nevertheless, it's permissible.
The Gemara now continues with Takanas that Rava had made in his city. Rava was in Mechuzah. Iskin Rava b'Mechuzah. Rava instituted then the city of Mechuzah on Yom Tif. Didaru beduchka. Those things that you generally carried on your backs, ludru beragla. Carry on a stick. That's an easier way of carrying, and thereby you'll end up doing less tircha on Yom Tif, because the goal over here is to minimize the amount of tircha. Didaru biragla, those things that you carry on the stick. Lidru biigra, those things you normally carry on two sticks, have them carry by two people. In other words, have two people carry it to minimize the pressure. Didaru biagra, those things are generally carried by two people. Lidru biachva, carry on a stick that two people are holding. Didaru biachva, if you have something that's normally carried on a stick that two people are holding. Nifras sudra ilave, then spread a sheet over it. This, Rashi explains, is a shinui, and it makes the tircha less public. Vimlo afshar shari, and like we saw in the beginning of our Gemara, if you can't do any of these shinuyim, then it's also acceptable. Da amar mar, im iafshar lishanos mutter. If you can't do a shinui, then it's going to be mutter. Previously in our Gemara, is because you had many guests and you got to provide a lot of food fast. And in this case, it's because just practically there was no shinui that was available. Amar le Rav Chanan bar Rava le Rav Ashi. Amar Rabbanan, the Chachamim taught, kama de'efshar l'shinuyei, as much as that you're able to change, mishaninam b'yomtif. That is required to do on yomtif. V'ha, is that true? Like we saw above, is that always true? Hahani nishi, there are women, the kamalyin, chatzbayu maya, they fill up their barrels with water, b'yomitova, on Yom Tif, lo kamishaninan, and they don't make a shinui, v'lo amrinu v'lo midi, and no one tells them anything. Amalei, the same theme that we just said above, mishum de lo efshir, because there is no shinui to make. Heichli evit, what type of shinui do you want them to do? Demalya b'chatzva rabba, timali b'chatzva zuta. If they're going to fill up with a smaller barrel, in the place of filling up with a larger barrel, then they're going to end up walking more. If they normally fill up with a smaller barrel and you tell them to use a larger barrel, so then you're going to end up causing them to carry more. If you're going to tell them to carry it with a sheet, then it might fall down and they'll come to carry it. And even though carrying technically on Yom Tov is permissible, it still is a tiltul shelo letzarech. It wasn't necessary at all to institute this in the first place. Tikdiri, if you're going to have them tie the cover on beforehand. The word, the letter tes and shin are often interchangeable. Tikshiri, let them tie it. Zim demefsik v'asala mikdiri. It might get untied and they'll come to tie it. Tifra sudra ilavei. If you're going to tell them to spread a cover over it, the difference between this cover and the cover before is the cover before was a wooden cover. Now the Gemara is suggesting a sheet. Zimnin demitmish b'maya. It might fall into the water. Vasal de schita. And they'll come to squeeze. Hilkach lo afshar. And for that reason, there's nothing that could be done. Period. Now our Gemara begins a new topic.
I continue this new topic waiting for the bus at the Yitziali Ir in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh towards Ramat Beit Shemesh. Amar le Rava bar Rav Chanan la Abaye. Rava said to Abaye, Tnan, we learned in a Mishnah that appears later on, Ein mitapchim ve'ein mesapkim ve'ein meraktin. One is not allowed to clap or bang one's hand against one's thigh to a rhythm. Ve'ein meraktin, you're not allowed to dance on Yom Tov. Ve'o'idin ad-dechazin da'avdin an-hachi. We see that people do this. And no one protests, no one says that there's something wrong. In other words, he's questioning him why. According to your reasoning, that a person should not sit next to a lechi. A lechi is what allows one to carry if there are three walls that the roadway opens into a Rishus HaRabim. Midrabanan, you need a lechi to remind people not to carry from that three-walled area, which is a Rishus HaYachid, into the Rishus HaRabim. We learned that a person is not supposed to sit on the edge. Dilma mingnar lechefetz vaslasuyek, lest a object come and roll there, and he's going to say, "Wow, I would like that object," and he's going to forget. If he's sitting on the edge, then the lechi will not remind him. And we see that people don't follow this. Vahani nishi, there are women. Deshaklin chatzvayu vaozlin v'yosven apuma demavol. There are women who go and they take barrels. And they go and they sit on the edge of the mavel. And no one says to them anything. No one objects. Ella, what must be the reason that that's so? And now we have arrived home. And we continue on in the daf. Let Klal Yisrael go if you know that they're not going to listen. And better they be mistaken and erroneous without intention, then to inform them and then violate it intentionally. Hachanami, so too over here, in regards to the Eimetapchen, 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 the dancing, etc. Hanachlam Yisrael Mutiv Shushogi Volume Mezidin, period. Now the Gemara gives an important qualification to this. Vahani Mili Midrabanim. When do we say Mutiv Shushogi Volume Mezidin and we don't inform them? When we're dealing with Yisurei Durabanim. Avol b'daraisa lo, but when it comes to dinei daraisa, that one could argue does not apply. But the Gemara rejects this. V'lohi, that's not correct. Lo shna b'daraisa, lo shna b'darabanan. We don't differentiate between daraisas and darabanan. Lo amrina lo v'lo midi, we don't inform them if we know that they're not going to listen and end up becoming mezidim. Daha, the proof is tosefes yom kippurim daraisa, that the mitzvah to add to Yom Kippur is daraisa. And people are eating and drinking until nightfall. And we don't tell them anything. And there, it's a daraisa, and we still evoke the rule, mutav shiushogin va'alyu mezidim. On the topic of eimetafkin eimeraktin, of course, that is a hot-button topic today, dancing on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Tosis and Dibra Maskil Tanan suggests that this takana was only in those days when it was likely that during dancing and singing and clapping, they would come to fix an instrument. Today, where that is not likely, because Tosa says people aren't knowledgeable in fixing instruments, maybe the instruments are more advanced today, so for that reason, the Isser does not apply. To this day, there are different opinions within in the Shulchan Aruch and amongst Poskim about Halacha Lemaisa, as far as a metapchin ve'a meraktin. Let's pay Zerushem continue to launch the bottom of Laman Omanalf, umaschilin by Ramas Hateven. The halacha is that one is allowed to take out a pile of wood to use it for firewood on Yom Tov. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana deduced, as we mentioned when we read the Mishnah, Zosa Meris, the Mishnah seems to be saying, maschilin be'otzer tchila, that you're allowed to benefit from something that has been put away in a storage house. Who does that make sense according to? Mani Rabbi Shimoni. It only makes sense according to Rabbi Shimon to Lesle Muksa, that he doesn't have the prohibition of Muksa. Ema Seifa. But what about the Seifa? Avalo Be'etim Sheva Muksa. But when it comes to wood of the Muksa, we learn that it's Aser. So that seems Asan Rabbi Yehuda to be following Rabbi Yehuda de Islay Muksa, that holds that there is a prohibition of Muksa. We discussed in the past, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda argue, if you have things that haven't been designated before Shabbos, are you allowed to partake of them on Shabbos? Rabbi Shimon also agrees with the concept of muksa. However, Rabbi Shimon points out that as long as it wasn't rejected before Shabbos, you don't have to prepare it before Shabbos. In this case, it wasn't rejected before Shabbos. On the other hand, it wasn't prepared before Shabbos. And since it wasn't prepared before Shabbos, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be Muktzah. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's not. So our Mishnah seems to be contradicting itself. Answers the Gemara, Hacha ba'arzi v'ashuchi askinan. We're talking over here about, these are woods that are valuable, that are not used for firewood, but used for building. The Muktza Machmas Chisarin Kis. Vafil Rabbi Shimon Moda. Rabbi Shimon admits that if you have something that is set aside because it's valuable, Muktza Machmas Chisarin Kis. Modern examples of that today are objects that people generally don't move around because they are expensive, except for a very, very particular purpose, but they have a particular place where they are kept.
gold bars would be example, even possibly an expensive camera. So then, in such a case, that's what our Mishnah is talking about when our Mishnah describes Eitzim Sheva Muktzah. Iku d'masnil, some presented this teaching slightly differently. Aseifa, avalo Eitzim Sheva Muktzah. Rav Kahana said, Zosel meres ein maschilin ba'otzer t'chila. Mani Rav Yehuda, he dislay Muktzah. Ema reisha maschilin ba'aravas hatev nasan l'Rav Shimon l'asan Muktzah. Hasam, and they gave a different answer. Betavna Syria. Here we're talking about spoiled wood. If we're something that talking about a wood that's entirely spoiled, then even Rabbi Shimon would be mode its muktzah. Asks the Gemara, Tavna Syria, Hachazi Latina. You could use it to turn it into lime to use as cement. This Beikotzmim, it has thorns, the Gemara answers, and it can't be used even for that. Now I have to go to the night kolo to learn Hilchos Shemitah with the Chevra here in Mapei Shemesh, so I will post now Daf Lamid Omer Aleph in Maseches Beitza, and Bezer Hashem, I hope to continue with you in a few hours, Daf Lamid Omer Beis. We now continue in Lamid Omer Beis with the halachos of removing wood from a sukkah. Ein noitlin eitzim min ha-sukkah, says the Mishnah, elo min ha-samuchla. You're not allowed to take wood from a sukkah. The actual schach that's used for the sukkah in such a case, that would be prohibited to remove. But the schach that's not necessary, but close to the necessary schach, then in such a case, it will be acceptable. This is how Rashi explains the Mishnah, and that's how the Gemara is going to assume in the Hava Mina and explain the Mishnah. Maishna Minasukah asks the Gemara immediately, if you can't remove the schach that's part of the actual sukkah, why? Because the lo de kasaser Allah, that you're breaking down the sukkah itself, minasamachlo nami kasaser Allah, from the schach that's next to, that's part of the tent, would also be prohibited. Amar Yud Amar Shmuel, my samach, samach le defanos. It doesn't mean the rods that were used, the boards, more precise, that were used for the schach, but rather we're talking about the boards that were next to the walls. Rav Menashe Amar Afilu Teima B'she'ein Samach L'Defanos. Rav Menashe says, even if it's not close to the walls, Ki Tanya Ahi, but what is the case that we're discussing? Busraisa, with bundles of boards that were tied together, that were put on the schach in this bundle. And because the bundle wasn't undone, it doesn't become batel to the sukkah, and therefore you're not going to have the problem of soser. Mark continues, Tanya, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef learned from Rabbi Yochanan, Ein notan eitzim min ha-sukkah, Ela min ha-samachla, you can't take the wood from the sukkah, rather you have to take from the bundle closer to it. Rabbi Shimon mati, Rabbi Shimon says it's permissible. V'shavin b'sukkas ha-chag b'chag, she-asura. However, if it's already yomtiv, then it will be problematic. The Gemara later on will explain why according to Rabbi Shimon it won't be soser. But once sukkah has begun, so then in such a case it's huktzah l'mitzvaso. V'im hisna aleha kol fi t'nai. And if you make a t'nai, and you say before Yom Tov that you're going to take from it, so then in such a case it's no longer huktzah l'mitzvaso. Period. Asks the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon, Matir, Rabbi Shimon says, permissible, v'hakasasar Allah. He's knocking down the sukkah. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, kacha b'sukkah nofel saskino. It's not halachically being soser because the sukkah has already fallen down. Rabbi Shimon lematameh. Rabbi Shimon's consistent with his position. The lesle muktzah, that does not hold of muktzah. The sanya, what is the classic proof of Rabbi Shimon not holding muktzah? Moser shem shebe never shebe kara also. Leftover oil in a lamp or in a bowl is prohibited. Rabbi Shimon matir. And Rabbi Shimon says it's permissible. So we see that Rabbi Shimon does not hold of the concept of muktzah, even though he didn't have it prepared before Shabbos, because before Shabbos it was a candle, it could not be used on Bein HaShemashos. Nevertheless, Rabbi Shimon says it's going to be acceptable to use leftover oil. Says the Gemara, no, no, he was waiting for the candle to go out and to use the oil. Hacha Adam Yoshev Mitzape Emasai Tipal Sukasa. Is a person going to wait for the sukkah to fall down? So even there, it's muksa according to Rabbi Shimon when it comes to the sukkah, even though he was, when it comes to the oil, it's not going to be muksa. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, kacha besukka ru'u askinan. De me'et mol daiti levei. No, according to Rabbi Shimon, we have a parallel to the case of the oil, because it is a shabby sukkah, it's a weak sukkah, and it's going to fall, and therefore the fellow is not makzeh. The me'etmol daite lave, he was already thinking about it yesterday. Period. We learned above v'shavim b'sukkas hachag b'chag sheyesurav v'mhisna la'akol fi tno, that schach of a sukkah is mukta, but if he makes a condition, then it would be acceptable. Asks the Gemara, mi mahani b'tnai, is a condition acceptable? Amar b'sheshes mishum Rabbi Akiva minayin latzi sukkas sheyesurim kol shiva shnemer chag sukkas shivas yomim lashem, that the sukkah is designated for 7 days to be a mitzvah. Tanya Rabbi Yudah m'seira minayin shekashem Shechal Shem Shemayim al Chagiga, Kach Shechal Shem Shemayim al Sukkah. Just like when it comes to a carbon Chagiga, once it's been designated as a carbon Chagiga, it has to be treated as such. And Rashi in Sukkah adds, you eat it as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you something to eat. That's how you partake in the carbon Chagiga. Kach Al Shem Shemayim al Sukkah. The same thing applies to the Sukkah, that it has that identity of shame, of being designated for Shemayim. Tamlor chag sukkos shivas yom lashem. Ma chag lashem, af sukkah lashem. For 7 days it's to Hashem, and it's muktzah all those 7 days. Amar Menashe b'reidu Rava, seifa asan sukkah d'alma. Ava sukkah de mitzvah, lo mahani t'noi. And for that reason, you can't even make a condition on the sukkah, because it's lashem. Asks the Gemara, ava sukkah de mitzvah, lo, you can't make that condition of Atani, but then we learn a bris sichel chas v'itra b'kram mesdin mamitzuyarim v'tal ba'gozim shkedim a parsekim. This is all different types of ways to adorn a sukkah. Doesn't speak about glittery cellophane, but in those days they used to have decorated sheets, woven material, nuts, almonds, apricots, rimonim, parchilei anavim, small bottles of juice, grape juice, or for that matter, grapes and wine, that's probably more precise, shmanim uslasos, oil and flour, v'itros shibolim, and wheat stalks, also estapik menametzayom tevachman shochag. You can't derive benefit from these things because they're designated for noi sukkah. V'im hisna leim akol fi t'noi. But if you make a condition that works, so we see even those things that are designated for sukkah, a t'nai does work. So Abaye gives an intricate distinction. Abaye v'rova d'armi tarvayu ba'omer, in the case of the noi sukkah, he said, "Eini boda mehen kol ben hashmashos." The entire ben hashmashos, I'm going to derive benefit from it. I'm not separating from it. In other words, I'm not designated to be noi sukkah during the ben hashmashos of the first day. To lo chala kedusha alai. And therefore, the noi sukkah doesn't have the identity of the kedusha. So it's possible to make a condition when it comes to noi. Aval atzei sukkah. But when it comes to Atzei Sukkah, the Chol Kedusha Aleihu, the Kedusha does take effect, is Katzoi L'Shiva. He's makta it for all 7 days. Rashi explains that the reason why during Bein HaShmashos he can't make the condition on the Atzei Sukkah is because during Bein HaShmashos, those Atzei Sukkah he cannot remove because of Soser. So once he can't take apart the sukkah, and the sukkah is designated l'mitzvah, so it's going to be hooked l'mitzvah, so all 7 days. And that's different to when it comes to the noi sukkah. Asks the Gemara, 7 lines from the bottom, l'mitzvah, 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 how is it different that when it comes to a fellow who separates esrogim, hivshe frish, shiva esrogim, shiva yom, amarav kolachas v'achas, yotzeb avachol alter. Rav is of the opinion that you could immediately derive benefit from the esrog that you designate for that day after you've used it for the mitzvah. Rav Asi Amar kol achas yotze b'vachol l'machar. Each one you can't use, derive benefit for it on that day, but on the next day you can. So why is it that in the case of the esrog, you don't say it's huksa all 7 days, like when it comes to the sukkah, and the gemara, 4 lines on the bottom, hasam nevsikul leilos miyamin, kol chad v'chad yoma mitzvah b'at, that when it comes to the Dalet Minim, the night is not a Zman of Mitzvah. And therefore, each day is a separate block of Mitzvah, and it's Huktza Mitzvasa only for that day. Hacha de Lomim Sukkalels. But when it comes to Sukkah, there is no break of nights. Miyam, Kula Yoma Kechada, Yoma Richta Dami. So if it's like one day, Kula Yoma Chada, Kechada, So then Yomar Richtadami, it's considered one elongated day, and once it's considered one long day, so then it's Chuktzah L'Mitzvasa for all 7 days of Sukkot. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamid in Maseches Beitzah.